Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome back to a special edition of Tank Slappers. I'm your host, Ray Harrison. In an exclusive bonus interview, our MotoGP editor Alberto Gomez was able to sit down with 1999 500cc world champion and MotoGP Hall of Famer Alex Crivier. Alex talks in depth on the differences between his era of two-stroke racing compared to the four-strokes and modern-day prototypes we race today, what he admires about Marc Marquez and his rivalry with Francesco Bagnaia, and how it mimics his own rivalry with the great Mick Doohan. There's also a chat about what the sport needs to do to improve, and who Alex admired himself as a young racer growing up. If you enjoyed the interview, please subscribe, and check back next week for our review of the Italian Grand Prix. Until then, thanks for listening.
Hello, Alex.
Hello.
What is Alex Crivier currently doing?
Well, right now I'm working in a Spanish in a channel TV in La Sexta. Also, I'm doing social things with DAZN. But basically, I spend my time riding horses. This is my hobby, my passion. When I retire, I change the bike for horses. And I'm doing endurance riding horses, so I have time now. This is my almost my job, but my hobby.
What do you miss most about racing?
I miss riding. You know, when I turn the corners, riding the bike, the feeling. I don't miss traveling. I don't miss the injuries. But this is what I miss: riding the bikes, the feeling that is lovely. You know, when you have a good line, you turn. It's fantastic. I miss these things.
Yeah. Some years ago, you had the opportunity to retake again, and jump onto the 500cc bike in Motegi and also in Aragon here, right?
Yes. Yes, last year I celebrated the 25th anniversary. I tried a couple of laps with the 500, and it was lovely. You know, the smell, the two-stroke, the sensation was the feeling after 25 years was unbelievable. Seems like I was yesterday. Suddenly, I tried the bike, I brake, I turn. Was fantastic to get this feeling, yeah.
Do you have the feeling, Alex, that in some way the success of Spanish motorcycling owes you something, being a pioneer in 500 for Spain?
Well, it was unbelievable. You know, I've been the first Spanish to get the title. In Spain, we have a lot of champions in 80, in 50cc, 80, 125, 250, but in 500, no, you know. And when I got the title, it was like, wow, unbelievable, you know, it was incredible. And after this, I get the legend, so it's the top, you know. And it's good because I was the first Spanish to get the title and the last one, because after this, the championship, the rules changed, and then was a four stroke, you know? So it's nice to get this title, yeah.
And now it seems easy, no? Considering all the Spanish championship in reigning class we had after your retirement, And it seems easy, no, to win a MotoGP title, but
not easy. But we have a lot of champions, Spanish champions, like Joan Mir, Jorge Lorenzo, after Marc Márquez, a lot of champions. We have a good riders in Spain, of course. But I was the first, but after me, a lot of Spanish riders get the title in the top category in the MotoGP.
Which rider, Alex, from the current MotoGP grid, does you identify with the most?
I don't know. Perhaps between Alex Márquez and Marc Márquez. You know, I have perhaps sometimes I think a little bit. I was a little cold. You know, like Pecco Bagnaia. It's mixed. Every rider is different. You know, it's impossible to say I'm like this rider. You know.
Tell me, who was your toughest rival on track?
My biggest rival or strong rider, tough rider, for sure was Mick Doohan. My teammate was unbelievable. Was very strong, even in bad conditions, in wet conditions. He tried always hard. He get the records, so for sure, Mick Doohan.
And the rider you admired the most?
When I was younger, I liked very much Kenny Roberts, also Freddie Spencer. After Barry Chin, because he was a commentator and rider. But of course, I also Rainey, Swans, Doohan, all of these riders. And right now, of course, Marc Márquez, for me, one of the top talent right now.
One of the most important riders in history is Valentino Rossi. Obviously, not only as a rider, because also how his way of life affects the sport. No? How could you define Valentino Rossi?
Valentino Rossi, I ride with him a couple of years, 2001, and suddenly I saw that he has one talent. He has a very good and fast rider. I remember in Phillip Island testing with him. He passed me in a right corner, braking. I brake very hard, and he braked more hard. I said, "Wow, this is a very good. Must be a very good rider, you know." Also, he has. Was a rider, but has the ability to get fans, to get a new style. He was the first rider to take the leg outside the bike. He has the talent to adapt his ability, the two-stroke, four-stroke, and a new generation. Of course, he was very important rider, and for me, one of the best riders.
What does Marc Márquez have that no one else has?
What has Marc Márquez? Has a talent, very big talent that no one has, and he do it easy. In a couple of laps, he can get the best lap, and the other riders, they need more laps, and also he has a lot of potential in the left corners. He swerve with the front wheel. This is not easy. I remember just one rider can swerve with the front wheel was Mick Doohan, and now Marc Márquez. So I think this is his best point.
Over the years, we saw different battles, like teammate battles in Honda with you and Mick Doohan, and Yamaha with Rossi and Lorenzo. Now, Márquez and Bagnaia is a strong rivalry. Do you feel identified with this new rivalry with Márquez and Bagnaia inside the same team? How is the life battling with your teammate at this level?
I think it's a little bit different. When I arrived in HRC team, the king was Mick Doohan. And then I have to learn a lot. In the beginning, he was more fast than me, very fast. I was 1 second behind him, but after step by step, I worked a lot, and in one year, I was riding with this almost same level. But the situation in Ducati is different. You know, the king was Pecco Bagnaia, and arrived Mark, and he battled him. So now they changed the situation. Now the king is Marc Márquez. But anyway, this is life. I think Pecco knows that Mark is unbelievable, but I'm sure that Pecco will improve a little bit, and he will fight, or will be close to Mark. I don't know when, but he must improve, you know, and the situation must change, of course. But all riders, they know that Mark is here, and the other ones are one step behind him.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA. Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited. Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have Leaf Filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Yeah, let's gonna play. Let's gonna make your personal ranking of this rider. Freddie Spencer, Eddie Lawson, Kevin Swans, Wayne Rainey, Mick Doohan, Valentino Rossi, Marc Márquez. Are you able to make your personal ranking?
Oh, I don't know. For instance, for me, Mick was unbelievable because he had bad luck, many injuries that stopped his riding, his titles. Mick said to me one time, Eddie Lawson was great because he went with Yamaha and then with Honda to different bikes. And I don't know, also Freddie Spencer, it was, at that time, was very difficult, very dangerous to ride, and easy to make a big crash. But if I have to have one, I don't know. Mark is one of the best riders in the world, but also, at that time, was allowed crash. If you crash, the tracks were very dangerous, you know. Right now they change a lot, so Rainey also I like very much for titles. Wow, all of them are so great.
Difficult to compare, not yeah. different times.
Times, stage, yes.
What differences are there between the current MotoGP and the 500cc championship of your era, your opinion? Main differences on both championships, MotoGP right now and 500cc times.
I think the bike's completely different, you know, everything, the technology, the tires, the suspension, the engine, two stroke, four stroke, the aero, you know. Also riders, they have a coach, they have, you know, technicians, they have a lot of technicians, they have a physical trainer, they have a team for him, no? But basically, the bike, they change a lot. I don't know if good or bad, because now it's difficult, you know, when the tire go down, you can do anything. Before, you can slide, and you can try to be front, and with your style. Now it's more difficult.
What do you miss from the motorcycling of your era in today's MotoGP? What would you change to make it more spectacular, the current MotoGP?
I think in 27, well, I think, no, yes, they changed the rules. Less aero. Also, they changed tires, but tires, Michelin, I think, are great. They changed Pirelli, but the mine will be the same, I think. But less aero, the cold shock device out, perhaps will help that rider will be better in this line, no? That the riders will try to his style will be better without with less technology, but I don't know.
So the control is going to be more again on the rider and the gas than less in technology, right?
I think so, but I'm not sure 100% because long time ago also they changed the engine, less CC, and the times almost was same. So I agree that less aero, because now the bikes, they look like a plane, you know. And also hot shock device in some corners, even is dangerous. Imagine Fabio Quartararo had one problem in Silverstone and they have to stop the bike, you know, but for our sport, it's better to have a more basic bike, you know, more standard bike, no more wheels, no more technology. It's enough right now. It should be better to the rider put the rest.
At what point in technical progress did the bike start becoming much more important than the rider in MotoGP? When do you think that the start to change all this technology?
I think now, if you don't have the bike perfect, it's impossible, you know, because all this technology, all they have to have a top team to put everything in the good way. If not, it's impossible. So the technology is it's very important. Of course, in the future they say that put less technology, but I don't know. We have to see the rules in 27.
Yeah. Alex, do you remember how was the last lap of your final win in the World Championship?
My last lap, I remember the last victory, yes. Last victory was Le Mans 2000.
And are you able to remember that last lap of that win?
And last lap where I was fighting with Valentino Rossi and Nori Abe. They was very close to me in Le Mans, and I won that race. So I remember very well, they pushed me. And I won in a nice track in Le Mans. It's one of the most important track in this championship, you know, a lot of people there, and a mythic track Le Mans.
And how do you remember that podium celebration back in time?
I remember that behind me was a legend like Rossi and Abe. I pushed hard. 2000 was a very bad year for me because it rained a lot. Many races was raining. At that time, the track was perfect. And also my bike, my style, and I won that race, you know, pushing in the front, and they was behind me. So I remember that's all. That was a great victory and my last victory in my career.
And which was your best race within your career?
My best race, perhaps, was Jerez. 99, even Catalonia 99, because I was 1 second behind Norik and Okada. And then most of the people, they say, no, it's impossible. he finished second, because more than 1 second in one lap is impossible to reduce. And the time I reduced this time, and in the La Caixa, in the top, in the left corner, I passed Okada and I won the race in front of my fans. It was fantastic.
And your worst memory?
Worst memory, 97, Assen. It's my hand. Had a very bad injury in my left hand. So it cost me, perhaps it was three races without riding. I had an important injury, and yeah, Assen 97.
Okay, last question. If you could race a Grand Prix again, on which circuit would you like to do it? And which five riders from all time?
I would like to race in Jerez La Frontera. It's my favorite track. And with top riders.
Which one? Five? All from all time?
But with all time or?
All time. Even, you have to choose five now? Riders from all time. Yeah, even now. Yeah. Choose five riders to race with in Jerez de la Frontera.
Wow. I don't know. I would like to race again with Valentino, with Nick, with Márquez, you know. Both Márquez. It's enough.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
If you've been thinking about getting serious with your money, like actually serious, now's the time. The Motley Fool is offering new members 50% off their iconic stock recommendation service, Stock Advisor. This is the same service that's crushed the market with recommendations that have returned 1,057% since inception, compared to the S&P 500's 180% over that same period. This isn't guesswork. The Motley Fool has a track record of finding companies before they become household names. So if you want to invest smarter and you like saving money while doing it, go to fool.com/listen to claim your 50% off discount off a 1-year term of Stock Advisor. Again, that's fool.com/listen. Returns of 1,057% are from the Motley Fool's product Stock Advisor and measured against S&P 500 returns of 180% as of July 10th, 2025. Past performance is not an indicator of future results. All investing involves a risk of loss. Individual investment results may vary.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.